Hey, there we go. All right, I'm going to update the invite.
Hey, Jen.
Hello.
All right, I believe I've updated the invite and we're 100% on Zoom now. Sorry about that, guys. It just didn't occur to me, and I don't know why.
No
Moving a little
problem at all.
fast.
Thank you.
It looks like Jeremy hasn't made the leap. I wonder, let me just chat him real quick. Maybe we could go ahead and start out with some introductions. I think that most of us know each other, but it might be nice to do it again. Thoughts? I don't know.
I think your agenda looked great, your draft agenda. I added one item to the bottom.
Okay, great.
Should
Well,
we
then, Tom, you want to kick us off?
wait for Jeremy to join for the intros, though?
Well, okay.
Just assume Jeremy's famous enough that he knows that
Here he is. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're all here. All parties accounted for.
Three councils, two co-chairs each. So, whoo.
Our powers combined.
We're missing
Thanks, Jeremy.
Jen from TC.
There's a solidly millennial reference there, Kayla.
Should we start out with some introductions?
Yeah, and I'm happy to take notes in the wiki if other people want to also help. Caitlin, you've been doing such a good job convening. Do you want to guide us through for today?
Sure. I'm Caitlin Stewart. I am co-chair of the Product Council with Jeremy Huff. I have been really lucky to kind of cut my teeth in a very backseat way. Like I have this year was both my first year on the Product Council and also our main implementation year at the Library of Congress. And so I was really lucky to learn from Alexis. I've got a lot to learn still, but I'm Alexis is now rolled off. Jeremy is starting, and we're kind of getting our bearings as the new PC co-chairs and trying to determine what that's going to look like. Jeremy, you want to go next?
You bet. I'm Jeremy Huff, and I'm co-chair with Caitlin on the Product Council. I've been on the Product Council for a year now, I think. And prior to this, I was on the Technical Council. I did chair there, so I do have a little bit of experience with chairing the councils, but not from the product side. So it's an exciting new adventure. But we. To my left this way is Tom. I could pass it
Perfect.
that way.
I'm up from you on my screen. I'm Tom Kramer. I'm from Stanford University. I was one of the initial members of the Community Council, and I did the 1 year term and then another year term. So I was on for 3 years, off for 1 year, and I'm back on the Community Council with Paul as co-chair. And I'm also on the Open Library Foundation board. Paul, why don't you're on my right, and it's a logical sequence.
Nice, you're on my left, so it's perfect for me. Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm from Germany, leader for big consortia, also with GBV together. And I'm in FOLIO now for 3 years and happy to be co-chair and holding the connection strong to Europe here and happy to be here. And next under me, it's Olamide.
Yeah, it's Olami Day, but yeah, we get
Olamide,
used to it. Yeah,
thanks.
Olami Day.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm a solution architect with EBSCO. I've been on Folio, yeah, at least 3 years as well. Co-chair of the Technical Council.
Jen Coates is the other co-chair, but I don't think she's here. So yeah, glad to be here.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, you are. Oh, there you are. Yes.
Maybe we're not all on your
I didn't see any
screen.
of the windows though there.
Yep, I'm Jen Colt. I'm at Cornell. I'm in my second term on TC, so I think this is my last year. And I'm co-chairing.
So that's all of us. Looking at our agenda today, we have some kind of housekeeping stuff about planning shoulder meetings and getting our tri-council meeting on the books. And Tom, you had also wanted to talk about kind of the standard operating procedures for this group. I think those are great. And then I added to there was a Jen, you had mentioned something back in June about how we might be need to coordinate on some of the emerging topics coming up in the community, like community development, licensing stuff, development network. And I was in like full implementation mode at that time, and I would love to, I don't know if you guys have already talked about this a little bit, and like I didn't see anything on the last meeting notes for this group, but if we could just talk about that a little. That would be helpful for me. And I was also kind of curious if there are any other emerging topics not listed there that we might need to just kind of put on the radar, things that we might expect to arise this year. So maybe Tom, you want to talk about Wolfcon shoulder meetings since you raised that on the Slack?
Thanks. So Boaz in the middle of the last CC meeting mentioned, oh, and when we get together at Wolfcon, which since I hadn't been on last year's CC, I said, do we already have a plan? He said, no, not yet, but I think there's an intention. I did talk to Jesse, who is co-chairing the program. There is space in the physical space and meeting space on Friday, September, whatever the Friday is.
26.
Thank you. And the expectation was same pattern as before, morning for each council to meet individually and then afternoon for tri-council. So I think the CC, there's an expectation that that will happen, but we should confirm with each of our councils and then also begin, if we're going to proceed, put together a meeting agenda. So Jen, you confirmed that TC's in, I think. I think Paul and I can confirm with CC, but we can, I believe the intent is there. PC, is there any discussion so far?
There hasn't been, but looks, what are you guys doing? Like 9 to noon, or what's your schedule?
That I'm not sure of the details, but that's probably good. 9 to noon and then say 1 to 4, or something, maybe shave a half an hour off here or there.
I can't remember. Some people on our side, we had to book our flights already, but I did try to book as late as I could. So I think that that's the expectation for our group as well, that we have talked about having a shoulder meeting. We have not told anyone specifically what time or what room or how to join remotely, any of that. But I think that that seems like reasonable for us. So we could probably proceed to talk about afternoon meetings.
Great.
It's typically the way it works anyway. In the afternoon meeting, you have people running out with their bags as the meeting goes on.
All right. Well, one I would suggest because of the travel arrangements, I'm sure lots of people have already made them, but we should, I suspect, each of us endeavor to communicate that back to the councils, say 9 to 4 as just the general window. And I'm happy to follow up with Jesse on the pinning the details and also the any hybrid arrangements.
And I guess as we get feedback, we might want to consider, well, I don't know what people think. Maybe we want to consider privileging the tri-council gathering. So if we have to, so when I looked at flights, trying to come back on Friday afternoon was terrible. So I ended up making for Saturday. But if people are going to have to leave at like 2 o'clock or something, maybe we should shorten the individual council meetings and leave more time for a tri-council. I don't know. I guess we might want to just think about that,
Good.
like which we want to protect more.
We've always done the individual meetings first, followed by the tri-council meeting, which there's some good logic to that because you kind of get your ducks together and then bring it to the centralized group. But I suppose we could try out swapping it out and starting off with a tri-council meeting and then having the individual sessions be more like, breakouts for the councils.
Jeremy, you and I haven't had a chance to really talk about this, but I mean, we've talked about it in the PC that we're sort of thinking about using the PC session to do some vision workshop. And I actually like, while on one hand, I think that that could take some time, I think it might also, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have some guiding principles in place fresh off a tri-council meeting. You know, like if we know our goals as a community, we can take those into our goals as a council.
So, like allowing the tri-council meeting to kind of inform the PC's
Yeah.
meeting.
I can see it both ways, I guess. I both would be fine with me. Curious about the other councils, what you think?
If the question, I think privileging the tri-council meeting makes a lot of sense. And to me, I think we should gather the feedback because if no one's going to be there in the afternoon, then maybe we just scotch that idea completely.
Okay. So the first question is, can we do the council meetings in the afternoon? What's the latest we can be actively meeting?
That's a
So
good
we can,
question. Yeah,
yeah.
we can ask them that. Because even if it's hybrid, like you can't attend hybrid once you're in an airplane. So.
Are all the council chairs planning to be there in person?
I am.
Okay. That's another consideration for us too, because we won't be like negotiating time zones or anything else. We could potentially, like, I don't know about folks might have jet lag, especially Peter Paul, but we could maybe start a little earlier, like do it over coffee or something, so that to make time later in the day if you wanted to.
It's fine for me.
Great. I'll send a message to the product council chat now, asking what's the kind of the limiting factor for our for afternoon meetings.
We have any thoughts on specific agenda items that we want to talk about during the tri-council meeting?
I think definitely one of them will be the software development models is brewing. There's a and this will be a topic at the August 12th CC meeting. And I know there's been lots of feedback from different councils. Seems like this is very important. I think the other one that probably we have not quite tied up as much as we might be membership expansion, value for membership.
I think this is kind of tied to that question of like, what are the evolving topics right now, and what do we expect in the next year? It's not a huge thing, but something that we're focusing on in the PC is trying to maintain a community priorities dashboard as a way of reflecting the biggest needs in terms of development. We see that as kind of a dependency for any future. I have a lot of things actually. Like, we ostensibly would need some sort of a backlog to work from if we were to strike up some community development efforts. Might open up some opportunities for collaboration between different institutions. And as we're heading into kind of potentially a tight time for lots of institutions, I think that'd be valuable. But that's something that we are working on, and we would love to kind of talk to you about how it intersects with some of this other stuff. What about maintenance? Where does, like, I guess some of the licensing and development models fit into that question of maintenance, but I feel like that's something that's been popping up, like sustainability.
Also, good point.
I know in the working group for community-driven development that a lot of the topics that come up there, I know that there is a perspective that keeps on getting voiced that community-driven development should be primarily for the purpose of maintenance, kind of that's it should be like a primary goal, maybe not exclusively, but like that's definitely something that if we had community development up and running, that it would be kind of this standby job for that effort. So it is getting talked about in the context of the community development stuff, but it certainly deserves to be addressed very directly, I think, because it's becoming more and more clear that that's a pain point in the Folio ecosystem.
Yeah, it seems like we need some defining. Also, maintenance is a pretty big tent. And I'm not sure that when we say it, everybody is thinking the same thing.
That's a really good point. We need to define it.
And I think that this also goes back to the membership discussion, because kind of embedded in that is expectations around what you get for membership and what you get for paying for hosting. And at the same time, if we're going to ask for more money from membership, we need to be able to follow through on the promises we make about good use of that money.
A membership related discussion, or when it comes to what you're saying, Jen, that I've been really wanting to have at kind of a larger level, and this has been talked about a lot certainly, is trying to offset the incredible cost of AWS for the things that the community funds, maybe with some in-kind contributions from people who have their own hardware to host stuff on Portfolio, seeing if we can bring down operation costs for things like Bugfest and things like that by running it on dedicated hardware. I think that's a really interesting thing to explore. And the truth is that with a lot of the funds that we're talking about, the lion's share of them are tied up in that AWS stuff. So anyway, I don't know if that's something we want to talk about at the Tri-Council or not, but I'm excited about the idea.
I'm interested in learning more about how we're leveraging AWS and kind of Bugfest in general, like what how that's working and what changes we might need to make in the future to accommodate some of these like other changes maybe. It seems like it's all kind of a little bit related.
It is related, and I think it there's also labor that's tied in there too, because we have the community DevOps, but then we also have Kitfox that manages all this. So just taking over the AWS isn't the same as also taking over what Kitfox is doing, or is it? And we don't have EBSCO on PC or CC now, and obviously a lot of those funds are coming from them, and that labor is coming from them. And that makes figuring out how to talk about it a little more complicated, too.
Alameda, how much insight do you have into the EBSCO side of things when it comes to Kitfox and the community DevOps stuff?
Mostly technical, in terms of resourcing, or the purse a little bit less. I do remember. There used to be a kind of like a AWS cost meeting where we review the cost and maybe bring ideas on reducing it. But yeah, technically, I attend their sprint demos and hear about some stuff here and there. But that's the limitation I have. As a co-chair, I might be privy to more information on needing to get that in the future.
I think that's the theme of every AWS meeting in history is how do we reduce the cost here?
Yeah, but I like your idea of hosting on dedicated hardware there.
I'd like to take us back to the Tri-Council meetings for a second. I started to write out the message about in inverting the meetings. And so this means that there's six of us, and there's what, like 30-ish council members who don't have any programming that morning, right? So we're just saying, you guys sit tight until the afternoon meeting.
Oh, Tri-Council is everyone, not just the chairs.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
That's why it makes sense to do. Yeah, you caught, yeah,
First.
exactly. That's why Jen's proposal was a good idea.
Okay, great. Perfect. I will proceed with sending the message.
I messaged TC. No, nobody's responded yet, obviously, but just asking what time, like, people are planning to leave Friday.
It feels like there are a lot of important emerging things that are interrelated, and that we all, this is like our first time talking about this as this specific group, and we're kind of like gonna need some time to talk through it. And also for some of us, I think, like, think through the implications for our councils, especially folks that are new. We have one chairs meeting before WolfCon. And I'm just feeling like maybe we need some more time or like a structure to go through this asynchronously and start to map some of this out. Because it's a lot. Does that, am I off base there? Like, it feels like we have more to talk through before talking about it in a tri-council meeting than the hour and a half of dedicated time that we have scheduled.
Caitlin, can I just that makes sense to me. When you the I think you're talking about the next line in the agenda, which is pre-WolfCon Tri-Council meeting, and that's Tri-Council chairs meeting, or is that all the is that all 30 people, or is that all six of us?
So we're
So I'm, yeah, sorry.
sorry, I should say we're due for our quarterly, like, everybody tri-council meeting. So that's why I put that on there. Like, we, yeah,
Thanks for clarifying,
but
Jen.
if we don't want to have one before WolfCon, we don't have to.
I could see, I could see benefits to either one. If we really knew our game plan for WolfCon, it might make good sense to get everybody together and just be like, guys, here's the rundown before WolfCon, and just kind of have that be the topic. But at the same time, it's a busy time of year, and we're all going to be, at, seeing each other at WolfCon. Most of the councils will be there. That's something I want to know. Have y'all gotten a sense from each of y'all's councils what kind of attendance you're going to have at WolfCon?
Very hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably also for CC.
So for
Okay.
the so when I was talking about those things, those are all related to the financial model thing, like even licensing, because it was referring to the KNT trying to change the model via licensing thing. So I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, that those were all kind of one topic at, all around this funding model thing. So what Jeremy and I think, definitely I have been recommending to people, is that CC is now discussing the funding model. So they started a week ago, and then a week from today, they'll be having a meeting where the authors of those proposals will be talking about them. So I've been encouraging people to go to those CC meetings because CC is kind of leading that at this point, it feels like. And even if people can just watch the CC recordings, it can help them get up to speed. I think what we had hoped when we were talking about getting ready for WolfCon was that Yeah, we'd have something coherent to say to people about these proposed models when we get there. So maybe the discussion, CC, and then at least one of these meetings will get us to where we feel coherent. It feels to me very much like it's kind of in CC's court right now to pull the rest of us in for however much help you do or don't want working on these.
That's helpful. I need catching up, so I will definitely either attend or watch the recording.
Yep. And sorry, Jen, I just want to build on this. So that will be August 12th at 7 a.m. California, so 10 a.m. Eastern. Paul and I are about to put out an agenda with pre-reading and some sort of discussion document to try to capture people's impressions so we don't run out of time for just waiting for people to talk. I have a suggestion. I know from there's a lot of turnover on community council. There's a lot of new members, people who've been only on for 1 year or this is their first year. And I think a big task that we have is to try to get everyone up to speed on where things are. If we do have a pre-Wolfcon tri-council meeting, I think it might be good for each council representatives from each council to just say, here's the current state of things. Not try to solve any issues, but we're talking about software maintenance. Jeremy, you might say we're talking about AWS hosting if you are. And we just here is where everything is to bring everyone onto the same page. So I'm sort of like a state of the union, or here are the things that are in play.
It could be really useful before WolfCon, just as like kind of a unifying event to kind of get us all in the same headspace.
Yeah,
And
I think that
helping.
would be really good because I definitely feel like I am still going full speed ahead and not like pausing enough for new people.
It's helpful to signal to people what to listen for too, in terms of like the back to my like very abstruse comment I made earlier. I feel like I'm having a hard time identifying all the connections here, but we as individuals don't have to do this. We can try to harness the value of the community here and have everybody together. Like, okay, here's some things. What do you think about it? And then we come together at the tri-council meeting and try to make some meeting and identify some priorities or some boundaries that might help focus us for the year.
Do we have something on the calendar for the next tri-council meeting, or would we need a date if we wanted to have that meeting?
We need a date. Typically, we've altered between PC and CC time, but CC time is kind of booked up, so I think it's up to whether PC wants to volunteer one of their meetings.
We have flexibility in our calendar. We've been trying to book. Actually, I haven't checked to see if people have signed up. Before I say that, 1 second. I'm going to check our calendar.
It's August 11th, not August 12th.
Well, we've got a lot of openings. How about the fourth?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The 4th of September.
I'm on holiday after my move, so I try.
Would it be better to do the week before? That would be the 28th of August.
Would be helpful for me, yeah, but how it's for you folks?
What time is the
10 a.m. Eastern. It's a Thursday.
It works for me.
Good work for me as well. Thanks.
Okay, so the 28th then.
And we typically just use the hosting council's regular meeting time link for that.
Sounds great.
That gives us a guaranteed audience of PC members, at least.
Yes.
I can set up an agenda doc because I found where they're kept. So I'm excited about the duplicate feature and then making the updates, unless someone else would like to do that.
You got it.
And then we all populate before then.
Yeah, and the idea is that each council just kind of gives an update on what we feel like the important talking points are from our council's perspective and in the community at this point in time.
That's a good idea. That's easy to structure.
Okay.
So I added our notes for this meeting under the Tri-Council meeting notes. No, Tri-Council chairs meetings. This was the correct place, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. Are we thinking there's three councils, 10 to maybe 15 minutes each, but not more than that for each council?
We can certainly do that. I think PC can keep it a little bit short, given that there's some complicated stuff coming from TC and CC.
That sounds good. And then Caitlin, you had mentioned we as a group, the chairs, have one meeting set up. It is the first Monday, which is also Labor Day. So I
Oh,
assume
oops.
five of us are probably not going to be eager to see Paul. No offense, Paul.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
no.
missed that. I missed that it was Labor Day. I'll go ahead and cancel that. And do you want to? I wonder if just putting together this deck for the Tri-Council meeting might help us focus a little bit and identify some of the connections between these things and how we want to tackle them. Maybe we could have a conversation asynchronously. Does that sound reasonable? Or do you want to reschedule that September meeting?
What I was thinking, what if we had this meeting instead of September, the first Monday of September, what if we did Monday, August 25th at this window?
Yeah. Okay. And then, because that'll get us ready for that council meeting right before it.
And we can talk about more about Wolfcon as we need to.
Great. I'm rescheduling it now.
Awesome.
Stop there.
Nice.
Okay, so does that our Caitlin, you're proposing that we move on to the next topic because we've done so well on these.
I am. And I'm pulling up the agenda again. I've lost it.
We may have
We
covered,
are.
yeah, it's the coordinating on emerging topics. And I
I
think
think that we have covered that. I think that that's sort of implicit in the Wolfcon planning. And now, Tom, you wanted to talk about topics, cadence, and channel?
I'm just this is the first time being one of the co-chairs, so I just wanted to confirm. We've got the monthly meeting set up. We have both the chairs channel. There's also an officers channel, which includes Kat, Kirsten, and Jesse. I'm not quite sure what goes in one versus the other, but I'm sure that will become clear over time. And we're going to meet once a month and then have lots of discussion asynchronously, is my guess. I'm wondering for those of you who've been on it, maybe you could give a little characterization so we
I've
can
been
watch
confused.
momentum.
I've been confused, and I've also been out of pocket over the past year, so I feel like I've not done a great job keeping up with the differences between the officers thread and this one.
I mean,
I know that.
officers are OLF, right? That's what you're talking about.
Either Folio org, right? Like the Folio LLC.
There's a secretary, manager, and treasurer.
I have never had interaction with that group in my time as a co-chair.
And
Well,
I
that
have,
yeah, they
I've just been on that meeting. And so I think I have had interaction with them. So I think it merits some discussion. I noticed that Kat said that she had a conflict with the I think the current meeting time of the officers group. So it might even be
It,
worth thinking if they come to this meeting sometimes, or if there's a better way to do that.
in my experience, typically the officers interface with the CC most, and that seems to have been the way that it works. Though Jesse does interface so much with the PC, but in general, I do think that the touch point for Folio LLC with governance seems to be the CC. But that's just anecdotal from my perspective. I know in the past, this group, when I was attending from the TC's perspective, did not have a lot of interaction with the managers, except kind of when the CC members would kind of bring things to the group to, to discuss. And most of what was done by this group was, I mean, Wolfcon is definitely the biggest point of coordination between the councils, but anytime there was intended, the tri-council meetings were definitely planned by, by this group. And then anytime there was need for coordination when it came to like tri-council working groups and things of that nature, that would get discussed. But that seemed, at the time at least, that seemed to be the dead. Has that been kind of how things have been working?
But yeah, I mean, I think part of it is that Eureka took up so much time that it's kind of hard to remember what we were doing before Eureka. But I think that's right.
Another thing that would come up for this particular group also in the last few years has been they've been doing these like summits, and the chairs get roped into that as well. Now, how things have been done doesn't necessarily need to be a blueprint for how things are done in the future, but
I mean, it does seem like whatever decision or direction we go in on the funding models is going to take some tri-council work or, something that we might previously have done in a summit, but now have to do online because nobody can travel anymore. That's going to take follow-up work, whatever we decide.
Tom, just think out loud. What if we have them in the CC for report and getting them involved more in the strategic staff we discuss at the moment. So it's open, transparent, and all can participate. We don't have a next meeting slot
Yeah.
for to do.
I think Jeremy's observation, I think that's a great idea, Paul. And I think Jeremy's observation is right. I know Kirsten is quite attentive to making sure members and are well representative and well represented, that invoices are going out, that letters are going out. So my sense is probably a fair number of things they'd like to talk about are, we need to get invoices out, we need to do another solicitation, et cetera, et cetera. But we can, I'm sure we'll, when we meet with them, we'll hear lots about why they feel the meeting is important. But I will say that time is terrible from a
This
Californian.
is not a meeting I have ever attended in my years involved in Folio. So I know that is the case. I mean, are am I was I supposed to be at this meeting? I guess is the question I'm asking.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be on a meeting called Folio Officers and Others, and just never really questioned my presence there. I would just showed up when I could. So I'm really excited to have some discernment brought to
Yeah. Does anybody have any intuition on, and just gut level feel on how that should work? I mean, I do think that the CC has been the touch point for those officers, but how should the flow of control work in this organization? Is the govern, do those officers report to the governance? Should it be to all three councils? Does it make sense to it just to be to the CC since they kind of make financial decisions?
That's my understanding, Jeremy, is because mostly this is around running the SMLLC and you need named reps. And the CC, in my understanding, that's what the CC is responsible for, those organizational aspects. I don't know if they deal specifically with any of the roadmap or technology, but I think it's a good question to ask.
Yeah, I think the main thing that TC comes up against, only just because we were talking about it today, that is related to that sort of thing is licensing. The open source licensing is just an ongoing battle. And it's hard to know how to get answers. And the officers in that chain are probably one of the places to get them.
And they are definitely concerned with AWS because they're the ones working with Scott Anderson to pay the bills. So there are multiple connections, actually.
Well, I would at least like to be a fly on the wall at such meetings, I suppose. It seems like good things get talked about.
Yeah. And Jeremy, you saw the you've seen the meeting invite, right?
I don't know if I have, unless it just came out, probably not.
There is a da, folio. This discuss. Are you in folio officers?
I am not.
Okay. And Jen, are you in folio officers?
No, I've never been involved in any of this either.
Okay. And Kirsten is saying, "Hi, channel. Welcome to our new CC and PC chairs group." So it looks like TC has not been there so far, but Jeremy, you're on PC, so that seems like a
Why would
no.
we have two of the councils and not all three in something like that?
Oh, it looks like I am in Folio Officers. I take it back. It's just you, Jack.
I think Kirsten at one point, I don't see this in the thread, I think she said traditionally TC was invited, but didn't, the chairs were not active. But this could be a good time to revisit that.
I mean, this is my second year being chair, and I was never invited. So it would have been a while ago that that invitation was extended.
I will ask in the channel. that the Tri-Council chairs met and were wondering if it would be, given the meeting as we understand it, if it would be helpful to have the TC chairs invited. The meeting is on August 5th, that's tomorrow, at 2:30 Berlin time.
Oh, it's very early.
It's 30 minutes. I believe it's 5:30 a.m. California.
6:30. You're gonna get the best version of Jeremy Huff.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think it would be better if someone would just make an executive decision that, of course, TC should not be excluded from such a thing, and forward me the invite.
At the very least, I'm going to need a really strong rationale why that would be the case.
Well, see if I actually have the invite.
Mean, can't I just add them?
I don't even have an invite. Shh, shh, shh. I don't understand why we don't use invites as much as you might think we could use invites.
So I can add them right now if y'all want me to.
Oh, wait, I do have the invitation. I was looking at the wrong day. Haha. Jeremy, I said go ahead, because I think part of this is to review what the purpose of the meeting is. That would be
Okay.
great. From in my perspective, we'll see if Kirsten, Jesse, and Kat say the same thing.
And now that I know what the meeting time is, I actually am kind of grateful that in all those years nobody invited me to that meeting.
Okay, so it sounds like the only action item there is that we'll continue to talk about this with the officers tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Caitlin. And it sounds like so there's a quarterly tri-council meeting, there's a monthly tri-council chairs meeting, and have we been doing like an all, wasn't there like a all folio meeting at one, did we experiment with that at any point?
We had one this year, didn't we?
You mean like a member meeting or?
Community, I think I mean community-wide meeting. I know there's plans for a member meeting
Forum,
at
community
Wolfram.
forum, I think they called it. I think we did one in February. It's all very fuzzy. Let me go look at my calendar. I think taking a comprehensive look at all these meetings and how they fit together, as well as communication in general, kind of how we're communicating back to Folio users that might maybe are less involved in the councils would be a good idea. Back to the idea of like what you get for your council or for your membership, like.
Wait, sorry, Caitlin, I'm looking at Slack. Jeremy, don't you have the meeting invitation?
I do panel, but I did not see the. Oh, I do. I'm sorry. I'm.
I thought you said you did. Okay.
Look, it was 5 minutes ago. I can't be held responsible for. Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna.
Caitlin, I think that's a really great topic. It folds really nicely in with membership. The other thing I will say is the Folio community is very open in many ways. I will also say, as someone who did not start, wasn't in from the ground up, it is not necessarily easy to figure out what is going on or to make your way in. And I believe we could do an even better job about including and onboarding potential member institutions.
I have some strong feelings about that too, and some small lightweight things that we can do, I think, to make it easier for people to just sort of emotionally connect with what's going on, or even just get there. So many meetings happen in this community any given week, and it's really hard to figure out who's doing what, who's talking about what. So one small thing that I'd like to suggest doing is using, oh my gosh, Jeremy, where did I mock this up? Do you
Oh
remember?
yeah, I do. Sent a link out.
Okay.
It was Alexis and I think, and chatted the two of us.
Okay, let me find it. So this is something that we do at LC is use the
I got it.
thank you. Can you just pop it in the chat?
Yeah.
And I can share my screen. I forget what this feature is called, but if you include standardized metadata at the top of specific pages like this, like meeting time, link, Slack channel, upcoming meeting topics. This is the part that I think would be a lift. It would require some updating, but if people, you know, if there was an expectation that groups that meet update their upcoming topics, it could work. Then have a single page where you have a dynamic list of all of the meeting topics and like how to join these meetings. I know this would be helpful for me personally as I'm trying to get my team going to more SIG meetings. And it's hard for me to be like, hey, Val, did you go to that ArchiveSpace integration meeting that implementers did? Because it's just a lot. It's hard to keep track of all the agendas and everything that's coming up. I'm not sharing, am I? There we go. So this is what a meeting summary could look like. And this is the an example of just a little metadata block that we would need to put on any group that's meeting would need to maintain somewhere. And this is the part that they would need to keep updated. Also a helpful way to show people when like there's a plan to cancel upcoming meetings. So this is just my pitch for my, you know, like specific thing that I would like to see because I think that sometimes it's very opaque to people from the outside.
Yep.
I think this would be helpful.
This is the group. These six, the six of us are the people who could really roll something like this out. Because if it happens at the council level, that's a really good start. A lot of the meetings are, are related to councils, the councils, and then Caitlin, you and I, could work with the PC to get this rolled out at the SIG level. And once you have the councils and the SIGs doing this, I mean, that's almost everything.
So these are two separate but related things. One, kind of taking an audit of like these recurring meetings that are happening at the leadership level and determining how we can maybe be a little bit more focused and outcomes oriented. Separately, I'm proposing we provide standardized ways for groups that meet, whether they're SIGs or subgroups or, you know, like anyone who's doing recurring meetings. Can surface their meeting information by including metadata like this.
I like it.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd add is a line that could stay static, which was the link to their recordings page.
Great. I'm gonna put it here just so I remember. Put it at the bottom. Does it matter where it is in this? Something like that.
Yeah, and then that'll stay the same. They won't have to do anything with it.
Another thing that would maybe be good is if when an upcoming meeting is, when an agenda has been made for an upcoming meeting, if the text for that meeting could be converted to a link to that agenda, that would be super handy.
Linked to the agenda here. Yeah, I think that's perfect for Brett. I don't think there's a way to automate that, but in terms of best
Convention.
practices, yeah. I apologize, folks. I need to move on to the next meeting. So I think you can see all my team stuff popping up.
It's a great progress. I
Okay.
think we should follow up on this because I think I got about 70% of this, and I really like the theme and the direction, but maybe we can do that in Slack.
Great.
Love the tools.
I will
Thank
put
you.
together bullet points. Thank you.
Bye, folks.